Welcome back, everyone. And this is Bobby Dooley. It is the world of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm filling in. I guess a lot of you are probably saying, well, I think I recognize that name, but I don't really know who she is. Well, I'm the one that does the podcast.
Yeah, we got podcast number 44 going to be coming up soon.
And we're going to do our podcast for tomorrow. And if you want to listen to the Bobby Dooley podcast, you can access that on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on just everything, you know, everywhere that you want to. See, this is the internet, and you can go anywhere in the world and hear the Bobby Dooley podcast. You can go to Africa. You can go to, what was that one country, Steve, they were talking was very interesting.
It was Sri Lanka?
No, not Sri Lanka, although that's a country too. It was way, way far away. It was Golia or Mongoloid or...
Well, not Mongolia.
Was that it?
No. That we know about Russia.
No, I know about Russia. I mean, everyone knows about Russia. It was a country way, way far away. And my point was that I was making to Steve when we were watching this National Geographic show, I can tell you that it was one of those countries where the women are nude.
Well, that's Africa.
Only they were white women. They were white women.
They were white women that walk around nude.
Yeah, they were white women walking around nude with purses and, do you know what I mean?
No, I've seen Africa and everything like that.
Well, we've got to find out the answer. I was watching this TV program and I'm thinking, God, there's a country that's way, way far away. And yet, with the internet, you can hear the Bobby Dooley podcast. You can hear the Phil Hendry show. You can hear the Stephanie Miller show, the Tom Hartman show, the Mike Malloy, all those shows you can hear, you know, even if you're in a country that's way far away. But I'm trying to find out the name of this country. The women walk around with no tops on. No, it's not Africa, because they were white women and they had blonde hair and they had purses.
Really? I never heard of any... White people generally are not allowed to get nude.
What do you mean white people are generally not allowed to get nude?
No, they don't allow themselves to be nude.
Well, this was a country that was far away. I'd never heard of it, and it was on the TV. So maybe we'll find out. Maybe Gene Abercrombie.
I'm looking into it now. Do you know the name of the TV program?
I don't know, Gene. It wasn't National Geographic. I know the country was Nadika Nudita.
Well, I'm thinking, was it a nudist colony?
Well, it was nudist colony, yes. It was nudist colony, Steve.
That's not a country, though.
That's not a country. Okay, what is that?
A nudist colony, which I don't think they have anymore, is a place where people go to get nude and do and the funky chicken. I don't know.
Well, a nudist colony, okay. All right. Isn't that way far away?
No, nudes can be anywhere. The thing about being nude, you can be anywhere.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, so that wasn't a country. That was a nudist colony.
Yes, a nudist colony. And a nudist colony is not a country. That's just a place where people can go.
Is that in America?
Yes, they have nudist colonies here.
Oh, well, then I messed that up. I'm so sorry, everyone. I thought it was, well, wherever, let me just go back to my original point. If you are on Antarctica, if you're on the Arctica.
Where the North Pole is.
Where the North Pole is. If you're in Russia, if you're in China, if you're in Canada, any of those countries, you can get the Bobby Dooley podcast. So forget about everything I said. I feel so stupid about being in a country called Nudidica. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that'd be a country, if it was nude, I'd think that'd be good.
Well, yeah, if it was a country and people were nude, I suppose the name of the country would be Nudidica or something along those lines. Well, that was interesting. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Bobby Dooley, and I'm filling in for Phil here tonight. What a night we've had. We've had on our good friend Emilio Fandango from our security. We had on Dean Wheeler, who is teaching us gals how to meditate. I want to get into a story now so that in case you read or hear about it, you'll know really what happened. The other day, as we were preparing for the Wintertacular, which is one of four main festivals that we have here at Western Estates, and the Western Estates Homeowners Association sponsors each of these main fertility festivals. Now, when I say a fertility festival, I'm not talking about a native celebration, okay, where everyone's running around and it's like, you know, Steve?
Yeah, it's not about like going on the Mutiny on the Bounty and everyone's dancing and going, hey, there, hi there, ho there.
Yeah, it's not one of those. It's a party. And we pattern it after the traditional fertility festivals. Yes, we do have the Queen of the Fertility. That's me. That's always me. So it's not like we're doing it for real. I wear the ceremonial headdress. I take it off my head and I put it on any woman that I deem the sacrificial victim. And then she's lifted up and tossed in the air and the men take her away for about 15 minutes. Nothing happens, but you're supposed to imagine what's going on. Then she comes back, and she's supposed to look all exhausted and stagger around. Karen Nefertitin did it last year, and she claimed the guys really did sort of manhandle her. And I said, you're a dirty liar. And the police were called. I gave a statement. She gave a statement. And Steve gave a statement, who she said was the main one pawing her. You have assured me, Steve, on many occasions, no, you did not, correct?
That is absolutely right. I did not. And neither did Bill Carper. He calls himself Dill. And I say, I got nothing to do with that, man. You want to call yourself Dill? You have at it, you know, because the mind...
Well, the mind goes places when you call yourself Dill, especially after being accused of manhandling Karen Nefertiti, who is a notorious gossip. She's always imagining... I shouldn't say this because we're on the radio and she's out there. But you know what? You're welcome to come on the program, Karen, and dispute what I'm saying. But when you are, you know the fertility rite, part of that is when the men take you off behind one of the sheds in our service area, and then they make a lot of ooh. So what do you do, Steve?
Well, we make a lot of noise like, hey, woo, you know, like, you know.
Like it's a fertility dance.
Yeah.
But nothing's going on. Now, when she came back, she claimed that Steve, quote, pawed her, end quote. What did she mean by that?
She said that she was all imagining everything about, she said, I cupped her butt cheek or something. Maybe I did by mistake, you know.
Because it's very wild and rambunctious back there.
Exactly. What do you mean back there?
Behind the shed. I'm not talking about back there, meaning her, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't know. Bobby, come on. You know, I'm very nervous people call me some kind of a perv.
Well, I understand that, Steve. I'm talking about behind the shed.
No, nothing. I inadvertently cupped a butt cheek.
So Steve inadvertently cupped a butt cheek. I would hardly call that pawing and manhandling. In Karen's world, darling, if you're listening, I think you know what I'm saying is true. In your world, you should consider that flattery.
Okay.
If a man cups a butt cheek, if I were you... I'd say, oh, thank God, you know.
Yeah, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Yeah, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Exactly. Because I think that at the end of the day, we have to be thankful for these small kindnesses, as, you know, as the man once said, you know, thank God for these small kindnesses. All right, let's take a break, everyone. We'll be right back. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is the World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley.
She's Bobby Dooley.
Don't be a smartass. And welcome back, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and this is the World of Phil Hendry. And we're sort of celebrating the 70s here. This was inspired by our engineer, our technical director, Nikki. She thinks a lot of this music is a hoot. I do, too. And we had such a good time with this music when we were kids.
I know this song. Go on, hey, do it.
Did you put on platform shoes?
Yeah, I was on a bike. I was 8 years old, and my dad had platform. And when I'm walking around in them.
I bet you looked adorable, 8 years of age, with your little platforms on. Oh, God. And the polyester, Nikki just said polyester suits. You know something, Steve? You look really cute tonight. I know I've slapped you a couple of times.
Well.
You do, and I really think it's unfair, and you gals out there, you know this. When your guy looks so cute and sexy that, you know, you have no business. How dare you be cute? Come here.
Ow.
That's right.
God, Bobby.
That's right. How dare you be cute and sexy while I'm trying to do a show? Just sit down there. Don't you go away. I want to look at you. He's really an animal. And Steve, I love very much, obviously. And I don't think I'm talking out of school. I don't think that this is anything that needs to be all that private. But Steve can't sexually perform if he smells pork being barbecued, if there is air conditioning running, or if he's not in L.A. County.
Oh, my God. Why is he going?
Steve, I don't think I'm talking out of school. I think it's fairly normal.
No, it's not. I've been told by several guys.
No. Other than that, the point I'm trying to make, Steve, if you'd let me finish, is he is a wonderful lover, a very attentive and caring and gentle and wonderful and exciting man. But we have to be careful. As I said, if there's, we don't barbecue pork. If we do, we make sure that Steve and I have already had sex so that I don't demand it of him while we're making the piled pork product. I forget how you say that, Steve.
It's just piled pork sandwich. God, why do you have to tell people?
Oh, look at him. He's all getting, are you going to whine and cry? Steve, every man out there has his weak spot, okay?
Yeah, but I mean.
Okay, so if we barbecue pork, like the boys love the piled pork pop. I can't say it without wanting to add another word that starts with a P.
I want you to say piled pork product, putts.
God, look at how bitter you are because I brought up the. And the other thing is when there's air conditioning running, it bothers him because he realizes there's someone keeping cool and relaxing, and he feels like he's now even more in demand to perform while someone is sitting there under an air conditioner waiting for him to be sexual. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I guess we got to tell everybody about it.
And then the other one is he can't sexually perform if we're not in L.A. County. Now, this was very interesting. And I don't think I'm talking out of school, Steve.
No, not at all.
I thought I'd try something. We were driving, and we were on our way out to the desert. And I said, okay, Steve, we're in, like, I named a city that's not in L.A. County, just beyond the border. I said, we're in Riverside now. So why don't we stop at a motel and just spend the night, and then we'll be fresh to go into the desert tomorrow. So I said, we're in Riverside now, Steve. And Steve's all, oh, wow, okay. Well, we got into the hotel room. Guess what?
Yeah, I still couldn't. And you know why? Because I saw a sign, and it said Hemet. I knew we were still in L.A.
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did. I said, I know we're still in L.A. County.
Well, I don't remember. So we tried to have sex, and we couldn't. And I went, oh, my God, his body knows. Steve's mind is in Riverside County, but his, you know.
My penis.
His penis is still, and I don't think I'm saying anything out of school, girls. His penis is still in L.A. County. But now you're telling me you knew.
Yeah, because the sign said Hammett. Oh, God.
Steve, grow up.
Yeah, but.
No, grow up right now. Stop that.
God.
I slapped you across the face because you're a stud and you're sexy. And you're making Mama crazy right now.
I know that, but you had to tell everybody about the piled pork products.
Well, I'm sorry, honey, but I wanted to tell everyone. You're so cute. Come over here for a minute.
Ow.
Yeah. Aren't I right, girls? Sometimes your man is just so cute and so adorable. You want to smack him across the face and go, how dare you distract Mama from what she has to do? So we've only got a few more minutes to go, and then you're mine. You're all mine, big boy. So what should we do? Let's take a phone call. Oh, excuse me. I swallowed something rather thick. What was that?
Well, you had some cottage cheese.
Some cottage cheese. Yeah, sure. That's what it was.
No, it was. There was not cottage cheese?
Oh, you're right. We did have cottage cheese. Oh, I know. Guess who's on the phone again? It's Lloyd Bonafide, and Lloyd wants to talk to us again about Nova Joint. Lloyd, I am excited to hear about this product.
Well, Bobby and what's his name again?
My name's Steve.
Steve, hey, Steve. You want to go out later and get a piled pork product? What do you call it? The pork sausage sandwich?
Shut up, Lee. Cut it out.
Yeah. We'll go get some. Hey, how about we go get a bacon, lettuce, and tomato, and lettuce and bacon sandwich?
You mean like a BLT?
Yeah. Let's go. That's what it is. Let's go get a BLT. Okay.
What's that stand for?
What?
What does a BLT stand for?
What does BLT stand for? It stands for the bacon. God Almighty! I don't know. You know something? My mind doesn't work very clearly, but you want to know what feels better every day, every passing second of every day? My joints, my bones, they feel better and better because I'm now taking Nova Joint. You know, I used to get a lot of joint stress. I used to have a lot of pain because of what I did for a living. I owned a heating and plumbing business, crawling around in crawl spaces, lifting things. And after a while, you get, you know, kind of sore, and I couldn't sleep at night. And, of course, that causes a lot of low energy and everything like that. Well, I take one dose a day of Nova Joint. There's no allergens, no gluten. You got to remember, you, Ms. Dooley, you know about the gluten, right?
Oh, gluten is bad, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no gluten. Forget the gluten. If you're a gluten freak, if you can't get enough gluten, if you're one of these freaks, you know, forget it. No gluten, no caffeine, no fillers, no artificial ingredients at all. Nova Joint, it's not simply eggshell membrane. But I talked to one guy, I said, if you sell me eggshell membrane in a capsule one more time, buddy, I'm going to go medieval all over you. I mean, I'm going to be on you like stink on a road apple. See what I'm saying? See what I said there?
What's that?
I said stood everywhere. So Nova Joint is the alternative to numerous glucosamine, chondroitin, eggshell membrane, and simple copycat product. Nothing copycat about Nova Joint. It is the consumer version of the successful clinical formula that the people at Nova Joint have developed, and they've helped thousands of patients. So you can work, you can play, you can sprint. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Now, there's two products that I want to recommend, and here are your coupon codes, PHIL30.
Now, we should let people write this down, right, Lloyd?
Yeah, well, I hope they write down PHIL30 or PHIL90. The best deal is the 90 caps. That's what I go for. And also, remember, NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com. Visit the webpage to learn more about Nova Joint. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you're talking about you're not too bright, but your joints feel good.
That's exactly. I'm not very bright, but by God, my body feels fantastic. And that's all that counts now.
So that's Nova Joint. Thank you, Lloyd, and I'm glad you're feeling so much better.
Thank you, Bobby and Steve. Good luck there, Steve. Hey Steve, what do you want what's it called?
The bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah, what do you want on your bacon, lettuce, and tomato? More bacon? Huh?
Why don't you shut up, old man, okay?
You tell me to shut up. I'll come over there, and I'll put my foot so far up your you-know-what that you'll have three Adam's apples. How's that feel?
God, shut up.
Oh, he's going to cry.
Well, thank you very much, Lloyd. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Lloyd Bonafide and Nova Joint. Honey, don't be so moody about the pork product. Every man has his Achilles heel when it comes to sex.
Okay.
Sex is really important to the happiness of a couple. There's no question about it. But not every man can be a robot. You know, you have to be able to forgive your man and let him relax one or two nights out of the month or every 6 months or so, as I think is normal. And then I tell Steve, you know, what's wrong? And I'll look at him in a very judgmental way and eyeball him up and down as he stands there crying at the foot of the bed. And I'll say, well, I'm going to go get a drink and, you know, go read a magazine. And then leave the bedroom, and he's standing there whimpering I'm kidding, honey.
Well, that's not half what you do.
Oh, my God, did you hear that?
Well?
Steve, quit sniveling, please, because I'm beginning to get turned off by it. Okay? So I just got the 1 minute high sign, and we'll be back with more. We'll wrap up here, and I want to tell you the story of Tara Wiebe Walker and how she got removed from the Circle of Taste. I think that's a very important story, and I keep forgetting to tell that story. So we'll tell you the story of Tara Wiebe Walker when we come back here on The Phil Hendry Show, and I am Bobby Dooley.
God, why'd you get to it already?
I had a hard time finding the music, Steve. Would you shut up?
Yeah, we're burning daylight over here.
Do we have a lot of time left? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she said there's 10 seconds, Steve.
You're the one that did the music.
Why don't you shut the hole under your nose? And welcome back, everyone, to The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is a very important song because we've been talking about sex between consenting adults. That's what this is about.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon.
And Steve, this song, Steve, are you paying attention?
Yeah.
This song is about this man having sex with the other man's wife. See, listen to how they're harmonizing. Night of day. Doesn't it disgust you in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I listen to the lady, she's all harmonizing like, oh, wow, I'm going to have sex with that other guy.
Oh, God, this is disgusting because now they're singing. She's thinking of the other husband working up an appetite for her. I wonder, did you ever see the Starland Vocal Band?
I think I did. I think they were, yeah.
They're beasts, right?
I think they did have big fat.
That, listen. If I heard some slut singing this way about my husband, I can tell you that she'd be bleeding, well, that nose, that cute little nose of yours, the little pixie nose of yours, boom. Okay, because I do bring it. I do. I throw down. When it comes to my man.
Are you trying to tell me that those ladies are singing about having sex with other guys?
That's what I was told. Listen, this song is not only about them having sex in the afternoon. That much I can live with that. But when they sing so melodiously about having sex with the other girl's husband, that's when I will beat her face.
Bobby, take it easy, God.
No, I won't take it easy. I think there's women out there that understand what I'm saying. Listen, now listen to this. Oh my, I would beat that slut to death.
Bobby, you can't. That's against the law, Bobby.
I don't care if it's against the law. Listen to those two whores. Oh, are you working up an appetite? Turn it off.
God, Bobby, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. I don't want to hear a song where two beasts are singing about wanting to have... They're working up an appetite? I'll bet they are. For either you or an entire hog. A whole... God, I didn't think I'd feel emotional about this, but I am. They're working up an appetite, Steve, either for you, my husband, or a whole side of hog.
God, I had no idea a song about that.
Yes, that's exactly what it's about. I had no idea. I was told by Nikki, I remember the song because my mother loved it. She sang it all the time. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. And I remember saying, oh, mother, you sound like a Billy. And she goes, what? And I said, a hillbilly? And she goes, oh. Because my mother didn't know that that's bad grammar. And I said, mother, that's bad grammar. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. She goes, what? Because my mother was really so, I loved my mother dearly, but she was such a moron. And my father married her. Why? Why do you think my father married her?
Because she had big.
You got it. Because of her large breasts. But I loved her. But she sang the song, and I think, okay, well, it's about, you know, I guess, you know, I was only like 8 or 9 years old, and I'm hearing about them going home and having sex. Okay, fine. Now I find out it's about those two hogs thinking of the other hog's husband.
Oh, So that's about swinging.
It's about swinging, exactly. That was the word I was looking for. It's about swinging. And that will not stand. That will not stand.
Bobby, God, it's not like you're talking about 9/11 or something. They blowed up a building or something.
It's my 9/11. Okay. It's my 9/11.
Well, Bobby.
No, not well, Bobby, anything. If some beastoid, who just waddled out of the nail salon. God, I can't believe how emotional I feel. I love this song, and now I find out that it's about a couple of hogs waddling out of a nail salon and looking at each other and going, can't wait to have sex with your husband.
Oh. Oh. Honey, here's the bucket.
I'm so sorry.
God.
Oh. And I made fun of Phil Henry the other night when he came back to, he called me up and he said, Bobby, I'm going to be very sick tomorrow. I may not make it. He did make it in, but he called up after he'd come back from drunk history and I could hear him dry heaving and retching into a waste paper basket.
God, that's what you just did.
That's exactly what I just did, thinking of some pig. And do you know how old those pigs are now? They're probably like 70.
Oh. Well, at least they're probably not.
No, yes, they are. They're still working up an appetite for each other's old, elderly husband. Oh, God.
Well, I forgive me. I mean, I forgive you. I mean, forgive me. That's what I want to say. I didn't know.
Well, I don't think any of us did know. I think we're so innocent. All right, let me get that out of my mind. Let me get the vision of that out of my mind. I do suggest you go to YouTube and look up Starland Vocal Band or Starland Vocal Herd. Jeez. Because the disgust, the absolute disrespect they have for marriage, to think that that song, when it came out in the 70s, was a big hit, I don't think people really knew what they were listening to. Yes, we thought it was a song about having sex, but having sex with the other woman's husband and thinking about and working up an appetite and every other grotesque and unseemly thing really sickens me to my very core. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is The World of Phil Hendry. The other day, we were working up a song for our Wintertacular, My Heart Will Go On, from the movie Titanic. And we were practicing a dance step. If you go to my fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/Bobby Dooley, you'll see me
working up an appetite.
Would you shut your mouth, please, Steve? It's not funny.
Sorry.
You'll see me and three other gals from our Circle of Taste practicing a dance step for our Wintertacular from the song My Heart Will Go On for the movie Titanic. Now, I inadvertently, you'll see me laughing. The song is very serious. Obviously, it's a very romantic song. And the step you see us doing, we're striding into the lifeboat. We are carrying with us our belongings, and we're stepping into the lifeboat. During that step, I inadvertently broke wind, and I laughed. Because I am the grand dame taster of the Circle of Taste, I have the prerogative of laughing at farts and things like that. The other ladies do not, and because it is very childish. In going over the photograph later, I noticed that the gal on the far right, Tara Wiebe Walker, was stifling a laugh. That was brought to my attention by Kim Burston Birchen, who is one of our gal pals. So she's prospecting to become a runway model, and then eventually, of course, whatever the next step is, I forget what it is. So I had to call her up, and I said, you know what? We have to remove you from the Circle of Taste because you did laugh when I cut one. And she said, well, Bobby, it was really funny. And I said, we've got to be grown up about this. She said, well, you laughed. I said, yes, because I have the inner chamber right to do that. I mean, how many times do I have to say that? And she's all, well, So she turned and walked away, and I said, well, this was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, because I thought she was going to keep on crying. And I saw today where their home is up for sale. So that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. But I had to let her know that she was throwed out. Now, what I didn't tell her, and I hope she never finds out.
Well, why are you going to talk about it on the radio?
What's that?
Why are you going to talk about it on the radio?
Because it's part of the world of film. What are you talking about, Steve? I'm talking about it on the radio because it's part of I'm Bobby Dooley.
I know, but she's got to find out.
No, she won't. She doesn't listen to talk radio programs.
Oh.
I don't think she does. One of the reasons why we really wanted to move Tara out is her calves are way thicker than I originally thought they were. When we brought her into Circle of Taste, I thought she had a full-figured look, but I didn't notice that the calves are fat and thick.
Almost wrestler-like and muscular.
Yes, almost almost female wrestler.
Wrestler.
Wrestler-like. The calves are full and thick. The ankles are thick and fat. And you can almost see the thigh thickening out into a big muscular butt. You know, I'm sorry to have to put it that way, but...
No, it's understandable.
You know, yeah, it really is. So I said to the gals, I said, look, ostensibly, that's that word again, I'm going to look that up. But I said, we'll tell her it's because she laughed when I farted, but it's really because of how muscular that butt's got to be. And she wears those big Santa Claus dresses.
Yeah, that kind of, to me, was a dead giveaway. And I would say at this time, if I could.
Go ahead, honey.
I told my wife, I said, she's wearing a big Santa Claus dress. That's a dead giveaway on something. And my wife said, why? And I said, well, Santa Claus don't wear no dress.
And that was a dead, yeah. See, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
So, but I did say, what about Mrs. Claus? What did you say, Steve?
Well, I forget, but.
I know it made a lot of sense at the time. So she is out of the Circle of Taste. We need a fourth gal to round out our quartet for the Wintertacular. And, of course, we are looking now through our files of our Circle of Taste members. It's a very select group. We do need a gal whose thighs are like mine, I guess. If you want to know what you should look like, please do go to my fan page and look at the picture of me, and you'll see how my butt is the right size. I mean, I hate to...
No, it's okay, honey. I mean, you gotta...
You know, I really... You gotta tell it like it are, or tell it like, you know, like... You have to tell it like it is, and tell it like it is, you know, and that's what I done did. I told it like it... Or like it should be, anyway. We're going to be right back here with the rest of the world of Phil Hendry. And the name of this show is I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm filling in for Phil Hendry. And I guess we're playing the hustle again, aren't we?
Well, you got it on there.
Well, I don't want to keep hearing it ad nauseum. I want, where's my theme?
Bobby, you have to put the...
Please don't put your hands on me. I'll figure it out.
God, what's wrong with you?
I don't like those sluts singing about... Anyway, we'll be right back. I'm Bobby Dooley, filling in here for Phil Hendry. This is our final segment. Again, I want you to pay very close attention to this song that ostensibly is about sex, but it's about swinging. And listen to this imbecile.
Yeah, this guy didn't.
This idiot has no clue. He's the guy. He doesn't matter. He's irrelevant. Listen to that hillbilly. What's right is right. Now listen to this. Well, oh my God. Would you please take an axe to the still, honey, and then come on back in?
We know the night is always going to be here anyway.
Well. Oh God. If I heard two women singing this way about feasting on my husband sexually, do you know what a flying knee kick is, Steve?
No.
I would do a flying knee kick into both of their faces so that they would look like Porky Pig. Their asses already do. Might as well get those noses going in the right direction, too.
God, Bobby, that's violent.
Oh, is it? Really? Oh, I'm sorry. It's violent? Oh, shoot. I forgot. What, you stupid or something, Steve?
I'm not giving up my ladies.
You know, honey... I found out from Nikki that these beasts are from Washington D.C. and the two hillbillies they're married to that they trade off with. Oh God. Now, Washington, D.C., my husband Steve and the boys, they were watching a football game one afternoon, and I think it was the Washington, what are they?
The Redskin.
The Redskin. And I remember this one player coming off the field after he took a knee to the face.
Oh, yeah, that guy looked like Porky Pig on steroids, man.
Yeah, this guy came off the field after he took a knee, and the nose was pushed up into Porky Pig country. And he's coming off the field, and he didn't even notice it. He was talking to the coach like, oh, shoot, they blocked the kick or whatever happened. Steve, was he the kicker?
Yeah, he's the kicker, and he missed it, and he goes to dive, and he put a knee in his face.
Yeah, he comes off the field with the nose shoved all the way up to his eyeballs, and he's all, gee whiz, coach, I'm sure sorry I blew that. And meanwhile, the coach is like, yo, I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but the coach is like, yeah, okay, Porky. He's like, what? Or I should say, he was like, what? Well, if there's any videotape available of that anywhere, I would love to. I'd buy it and then send it parcel post to Hog One.
Bobby, God, this is cruel.
No, I'd send it parcel post to Hog One and Hog Two in the Starland Bacon Band.
Yeah, you're being mean.
No, I'm being real. I keep it real. That's what I'm about. Thinking of you is working up. Well, oh, God. Oh. All right, Margaret Gray is going to join us. Margaret's a singer. She's a professional singer. You've heard her every night on the Phil Henry Show. And I'm really glad to have you, dear. I know you and I a lot of times have had our run-ins, but what do you think of this group?
Well, I have to tell you, dear, I like the Starland Vocal Band. Now, I did not know that this song was about swinging, as in swinging with another woman's husband. So if what you're saying is true, yes, then absolutely I agree with you. But I used to love this song.
Well, so did I, honey. I mean, we all loved it. We all sang it.
I loved this song, and I sang it, you know, in cocktail lounges. Thinking of you working up an appetite, do-do-do-do-do, you know.
Well, I have to be honest with you. If I heard you singing that and you were singing it for real, I'd want to throw a knee up into your kisser as well.
Yes, but there's a big difference between me and the Starland Hoglet Band. Because you know that I don't mess, and I will throw down with you. You know that, don't you?
I know you'd like to think so.
Oh, boy, here we go.
You know what? I don't want to get into it with you. All I want to say is that, you know, now that you know the meaning of this song, would you ever sing it again publicly?
Well, honey, I, you know, songs as the great Charles Osvorant said, or whatever his name is, Azenvor said, he said there are three writers to a song, the one who wrote it, the one who sings it, and the one who listens to it. And when I sing the song Afternoon Delight, to me, it's a song about a man and woman enjoying each other's company in a very unconventional or in a time of the day when the rest of the world is not around. And that's what I like to think of. I do not think of two fat pigs from the hills of Virginia.
Because that's, you know, that's where they're from.
Well, if they're from D.C., that's code for from yon hill.
You got that right, girlfriend.
And so I do have to agree with you there.
All right. Well, thank you, Margaret, hon. And the very best to you and Frank.
Frank, honey, Frank wants to say something.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Frank, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm better than Custer. Listen, Bobby, you're absolutely right. Margaret agrees, too. I think he agrees. When you listen to these two slobs singing about thinking of you. But let me say this. A man is a man. And a woman is a woman, and you know, that's the way, and never the twain shall meet. You never, ever. I'm a man. You're a woman. I don't ever want to be a woman.
And I don't want to be a man.
I didn't think you did. So when you say you think of Frank Gray, you say, boy, she never wants to be a woman. And I think of Bobby Dooley, and I think, well, he never wants to be a man. And that, if we can keep that in mind, every time you hear the Starland Pork Sausage Band, you know.
I think the both of you are being far too cruel. I don't think the band is singing about the overt.
I choose to think that they are.
How'd you get on the phone? That's,
In my mind, I'm with you, Frank.
Wow,
Okay, I have to get off the phone because I'm suffering from some sort of a psychosis as the result of spending the last 45 minutes on the Starland Vocal Band. Listen, I want to thank everyone for being with us here. I want to thank my husband, Steve, who I love very much. And yes, I do slap Steve across the face when he angers me or when he's just too cute for his own good. Yeah, and there he goes again. I want to thank Dean Wheeler for joining us and showing us some of the finer points of meditation. I want to thank the head of our security, of course, the wonderful, wonderful Amalio Fandango. Thank you, Amalio, for being with us. I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Gray for coming on the line. And I certainly do want to say thank you to Tara Wiebe Walker. Tara, darling, I know you're going to be happy wherever your husband winds up. I'm sorry to hear about his income dropping. I think they're moving to Portland, Oregon. That's really kind of neat up there.
Yeah, right.
No, Portland's great. It's really... Anyway, we'll see you later. Phil will be back tomorrow night here on The World of Phil Hendry.